Hello, it's Ella again. I am still on a journey of learning all I possibly can about sport. And now we have a campaign, Women Changing the Game. In honor of Women's Month, I get to speak to the iconic Portia Bortese. Hi, Portia.
Hi, Ella. How are you?
I am so fabulous and so honored to be speaking to you. But I just want to clarify something, right? Because there are people watching who don't know anything about sport, even less than what I know. You played soccer, no?
Yes, I played soccer, Ella. I was the captain of Banyana Banyana. I'm still the top goal scorer in Africa with 102 goals. So, yes, I was that star.
You are that star. You never stop being a star, even if you start playing in the formal format. So I'm so grateful. And I just, before we continue, congratulations on your new book from Portia Bortese with love. That is so fabulous.
Mamela, Ella, I'm very honored and I'm very blessed, you know, of my journey, my new journey, you know, writing a book. Because it came, that idea came out of my other journey of me playing football. Then I knew, which after playing football, I needed to share my journey. I needed to teach people what was really motivating and inspiring and my challenges, you know, in football. But they didn't break me. They made me the person that I am. And I felt good to me sharing that. It could inspire a lot of kids that are coming from the disadvantages that I grew up to.
I just want to put this all in context as well, you know, because we talk a lot about the science of change. And so neuroscientists have actually found, you know, that it doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what you know, anybody can learn new skills, anybody can renew themselves. And so I want to ask you, Ned, in light of that, what characteristics do you think helped you become from the athlete who is dominating and working in that male-dominated sport of soccer? How did you go from that to becoming a published author?
I think my attitude, my personality, you know, me being true to myself, knowing my worth, knowing my efforts that I put in my work, you know, I think it made me the person that I am, that I can shift, you know, from football. Because if I didn't have those the strong character that I have, I don't think Gucci, I was going to be able to even think after football that I need to shift. I was going to remain in that space because that's the only thing that I knew. But I understood, Gucci, while I was doing that, there are a lot of things that I've learned also in that journey. I don't have to be stereotyped. I can take something out of that, what I've learned in my journey, and put it to business and try to build other people. Because as much as we have these stories, we don't share, and there are people that are looking, they see us on TV, they think, Tina, we didn't come across, you know, the things that Bonavie is facing, that, Tina, we had the worst. It's just that when we out there on TV, you see us being glamorous, being polished, you know, and you think, Tina, we're coming from this perfect world, that, no, we're not. So I took that and I made it a business to say there are a lot of people who need this motivation. There are a lot of people who need to be inspired out there.
What are some of the challenges you did face as a woman in sport?
You know, being a woman, being an LGBTIQ plus woman, you know, playing sports, sometimes it's very difficult because you don't get to be you. You don't get to express yourself the way you feel, because people, you know, sometimes you find yourself being among the straight women, and they always think maybe because when are you gay, you always want to hit on them. And it's not even about that. That is my life out of my working place. In my working place, this is me presenting myself as an athlete, someone that is willing to inspire and show other young girls out there. Which it doesn't matter which you are, a girl or a boy, but if you give it, we can do this, right? So now being not being paid equally while we're doing the very same thing, you know, not being given a voice enough, not being given opportunities that you deserve. You know, you see a guy being in the same space like you, and you know you dominate that guy, but you will always get the privileges. I wouldn't get the privileges because I'm the woman. Those are the challenges that I think I've learned, you know, in my journey being a woman.
Has any of those challenges changed how you see yourself?
Never. They'll never change the way I see myself. Instead, they inspire me to try to change those who see me differently, trying to teach them each and every day that we're still a human being, we're normal like any other human being. If you wanna look at me and not as a human, then that's when you start to have problems. But if you look at me first as a human, leave other things, because now in your background, there's other things that you do. You're dating people we don't know and we don't care. So I respect those boundaries. I wish people there could learn how to respect people's boundaries, where they can go, where they can't go. So I think they didn't break me. I try every day. If some people, they come negatively, and take that very positively and try to teach them, you know, who am I or who we are.
The change scientists and the neuroscientists have also found that if you make changes in one area of your life and empower yourself there, that it spills over to other parts of your life as well. Did you find that?
Yes, like I said, I did find that, you know. Like I said, Gucci, I never knew anything else than football. You know, I grew up in football. The things that I've learned in football, me being disciplined, you know, me knowing how to keep time, respecting other people, treating people differently, because you approach by different people every day. They love you, they hate you, they in between, you know. You need to know how to associate with those people, Lala, because end of the day, those are the people that supported you throughout your career. As much as some of them, when they see you, they become so excited, not even know how to handle you. Some of them, they end up spoiling their excitement to you. You know, so, but you need to be always how to be able to handle those people and understand their emotions towards you. And when you always have to bring the best, you know, out of their negativity, because you know for a fact they didn't come to you being negative. It's just that they're excited and they don't know how to share their excitement with you.
So they also say that, you know, we learn more about ourselves and life from a failure than we do when things are going right. Is there a moment that you can remember where you had something go so badly? I'm thinking about, you know, when it was the African Women's Championships, the final 2012, that started so great and then boom, you just suffered a defeat.
I guess I'll say my disadvantage, it was a failure to me, the way I grew up. You know, it didn't give me a lot of privileges, you know, to become the best player that I wanted. Because if I had, you know, the privileges like any other kids, I'm 100% sure Gucci, I would be playing all over the world, and I was going to make exactly the mark that I really wanted to make, me personally as an athlete. But I don't know. I've learned from that, and I've changed it. I took it very positive. You know, I never wanted to look at negative things when I was kicked out in the national team 2010, not being part of the team when we hosted the Africa Cup of Nations, just because I was fighting for rights, you know, as women, being abused by a coach. You know, when I was kicked out, that was negative. But I always look back and say, you need to remember you are a very strong woman. You are very vocal, and a lot of people, they don't like that about other people. When you know what you stand for, people, they don't, when they know they can't mess up with you, they wouldn't like you. So I didn't expect to be liked. Probably I changed my mind from wanting to be liked and not being liked. I started to be comfortable of, I know I'm not being liked for the truth, so I'm okay with that. That is my happiness. So if I was able to take that and make it positive, bring everything, you know, nothing will distract me.
What do you think contributed the most to your success? Was it like a quick thing, or did you have to take small and Yana steps towards your ultimate goal?
I think it was a journey that was built slowly, but surely. I think I will always tell you about my background. My background, it didn't give me peace. I felt that I deserved better. You know, I was not born to stay in this disadvantaged situation. And when I saw what I was gifted, I felt that everything happened for a reason. I can't be born and be able to play this thing, and whereas this thing has been named, which is dominated by a male, but I can even play better than men. So this thing was a calling, this thing was a gift, and I felt which this was the direction of me being successful. When I recognized that, I worked towards that, and I felt which my background made me realize my gift. Then I wanted to be better than my background. It what made me to achieve the things that I achieved. And when I came to the space where I was working, Ko Banyana Banyana, in a women's space, I felt which I played with men. I have a huge, you know, advantage here, where I'm surrounded by girls that they're not having the skill that I have. What is it that Mina I can create out of this? And seeing the status of women's football in our country, I knew which if I'm not going to give my 500%, not even 100, my 500%, people don't forget me. So I didn't want to be forgotten. I said I'm going to put 1,000%, even after football, when people speak about women's football, they know which there's this lady that we didn't do justice for, and scoring 100 goals, being the top goal scorer, you know, in Africa. I've always wanted to be the best, you know, player in Africa. It's just that we never won anything, you know. So now, you know, with the players that are playing today, seeing them, you know, having the greater journey that we developed for them, you know, to walk in the red carpet, they also creating, you know, their own legacy, to say they left the legacy, we want to create our own legacy. So that is the mentality, you know, as a human being, you need to go about. You don't have to, you know, stay in the negative side, because you're pulling yourself down.
Is this what you would advise to anybody wanting to make a passion their career? Because, I mean, it sounds like you had all these clear steps that you took. And I find it fascinating, Portia, how women always have to go over and above 100%. Always. And not just in sport, like it looks like in any career which seems to be more made for men, that we always have to overachieve to even be seen, never mind recognized.
I think, Lala, that it came with an apartheid system, you know. When it started with our parents, they were suppressed. They needed to be women sitting on the kitchen, you know, always cooking and create babies all the time, you know, making sure which they take care of men. Men, they had responsibilities. No one thought which we have responsibilities to. We're having responsibilities to as women. We need to be able, you know, to take care of ourselves. When you married, when I have a man, when situation happen in our home, I need to also be able to save the situation. We don't have to rely to men most of the time. I think now the struggle is the change, you know, is the change. The universe is changing. The women of those times and the women of these times, they're saying no, we can't be suppressed. We know we're capable of doing so much. Probably our parents, they didn't have a voice to say we have, you know, so much that we can give. But what they use, our parents, they nurtured our fathers. Our fathers, when they were there, they looked like Bona. They are the ones who have all that, you know, to make it to be successful. And they had the mentor back home, people who pushed them, you know, to be better out there. But the women of today, they're saying no. We want to also be able to push ourselves. We will push you, but end of the day, it needs to be 50-50. So I'm thinking the men, you know, that are also holding power are the men of apartheid. You know, if they could change, give the men of today an opportunity to lead, I'm 100% sure things also will change towards women, because men of today, they understand which women, they also deserve an equality. Yeah. It's just that we've been handled by an apartheid system.
And so what I want to ask in conclusion, is there changes from how women are treated in soccer to the males today? Has there been improvements? And if not, what do you want to see still happening?
Lala, for me, I don't think there's much changes, you know. Yes, we see women teams now playing every weekend on TV. But the reality of things is, we're not living on TV. You know, you see us on TV, but end of the day, we need to go back home. We have families, we have life. After that, we also, normal human being, we do things that people, when they leave after we're going back home to do, naturally we do those things, because we treat our football space as a working space, right? Now, if I'm in my working space, then I go home, I can't be able to even provide bread after working. I can't even take care of myself. That, it doesn't say there's a change. You can give me a uniform, you know, to look like others so we can look green, all of us. But we really don't buy with these clothes. We need money. We need to be paid equally like guys so I can be able to create a home for myself. Who said me now, because I'm an LGBTIQ woman, I don't want to adopt kids, I don't want to create my own self, a family. And now, after I can create that, where do I put my family? Because I don't even have money to buy a house. No one think I deserve as a footballer, you know, to live like a normal human being that goes to work, the person that pays tax, you know, the person that could go and buy petrol when we lose the rate of money. Also, I'm also infected, you know, as a footballer. So when people says women's football is getting better, how it's getting better if I can't take care of myself as an athlete, if I can't have a living out of what I do, I still underpaid, you know? So it's a problem. It's not, it has been changed. But if
so, what do we do? What do we do? I mean I hear you, but what do we do?
If they want it to change, Lala, you know, we see Sundowns. Sundowns men's team is adopted ladies under their wings because they already have the facilities, they have a good structure that they could help those women to use those structures and to be better. Already they put them under their salary, month basic, and now they're getting to be paid. Even it's not that much, but they could buy toiletry, they could pay, yeah. they could pay their rent.
Dignity,
you know. So now, if all the teams that are playing for PSL, they can do that, adopt every ladies' teams, and give those ladies a proper structure where they could have five teams under their first teams. Because now we only have one teams in the women's teams, while when you see Sundowns men team, they almost have five or seven structures that they're going to support the senior. When these ones retire, you know, there's a chain that is regenerating. They're promoting players. We also need that structure in the women structure to say, we don't need to see Sundowns women's team only having one team. They must also have five or six structures so that women's football could, you know, could be a cycle, regenerate. When others retire, others are getting an opportunity. So we could build our legacy to be strong. Now, when you have only one official match, you know, every weekend, we can be those cutting razors. You can play, you can have two official match, you can play us, then later you play our men. Then people don't get used to see a woman playing. And if those supporters, they were paying $60 to come and watch that one official game, make it 100. These guys, they're just giving us a slot to make our living, you know, to grow women's football. You still take your $60, give us this $40 so we can maintain women's football, so everyone could look professional. So when we qualify for these big tournaments, we can be able to compete, because now we'll be having a proper structural league. These girls, they will take it serious, they will invest in their talent just because they know now they're playing professional. So now they come invest, Lala, because I need to juggle five jobs alone. I want to be a soccer player. I'm in engineering. I'm a cleaner. I'm working in a restaurant. I'm trying to make a living. So that's it's abusing to women. Like you said, we need to put 500% before we've been taken seriously. So I think if they could change that mentality, check now, Lala, Banyana is doing so well in the AFCON. Banyana is winning. He played six games, they won six games. Now they've been in the final. You know what hurts me the most is those girls, they've been showing to our country, they deserve a better treatment. Leave the gender, see the athletes. Leave the gender, see the athletes. You know, because if you're looking at us with the gender problems, now you wouldn't respect us as athletes. But when you look at men, you look at men, you feel, these are the people that they deserve to be taken care of because they have families back home. Who said, Tina, we don't have families? That raised us, that we still need to go back and say thank you to make me the person that I am. Today, I'm this person who's representing the country. They use me to represent the country, but I mean, I can't go back home and say thank you, ma. I buy you a house out of my gift, you know. Yeah. But guys, they're able to do that. Then they look like Bona. They can think they make sense. Give us that opportunity. You'll see which will make sense even 10 times. You know,
thank you, Kosia. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. I'm man. We have got to wrap it here. The passion is real. I'm so grateful I got to speak to you. You are inspiring beyond me with Portia. From Portia with Love, go beyond and may your passion continue to inspire a new generation. Thank you for your chat.
Lala, thank you so much for inviting me and I hope I'll inspire a lot of women. You know, I always say we are isimbokodo, women imbokodo, and we need to carry that so we can teach our kids which they need to stand up for themselves, because if not, you know, we need to start to change the game and for the young ones. So I'm saying big up to Banyana Banyana. Hopefully they'll win the final. And the country too, they'll be start wearing Banyana Banyana jerseys to support those ladies.
Mm-hmm. Portia, thank you so much for chatting with me for Women Change the Game for Women's Month. I am sure many women will be inspired by your passion.
Thank you, Lala.